On News Talk ZB.
Let's go back to Las Vegas now. One News US correspondent Rebecca Wright is there. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rachel.
We learnt a little bit more about the gunman today, Stephen Paddock. He had cameras, I understand, set up both in and around his hotel suite. Was this for what? Surveillance for during his attack?
Yeah, it's chilling, actually, the amount of premeditation that appears to have gone into this massacre. He used remote video cameras linked to a tablet, and he placed them in the hallway on a room service trolley, for example, so that he knew when police were closing in on him. That's so that he could end his own life rather than being captured by police. But yes, as I said, there's this sort of chilling detail emerging of exactly how he was able to carry out this attack. We know now as well that he took those weapons, those 23 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammunition into the hotel using 10 big bags. So inside that hotel room is now as well, we've seen some pictures and police have revealed that they found sniper's notes in there in which he sort of was assessing the range of the weapons and the wind speed, that kind of thing. So yes, a lot of planning has gone into this attack, Rachel, and a chilling amount of detail is now sort of being revealed.
No idea, though, still, Rebecca, of a motive. This is what I think is baffling so many.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the fact that the gunman is dead means that we may never know what drove him to carry out this attack. There is sort of a crucial witness that the police will be talking to in the next few days. She may even be back in Las Vegas now, and that is his partner, who was overseas at the time that this happened in the Philippines. Well, she has returned. She may be here yet. They haven't told us about that, but they will be sort of speaking to her extensively, trying to get inside the mind of Stephen Paddock and understand what was going on in the days, the weeks, the months leading up to his attack.
You spent the day, I know, as well, going around some of the gun shops in Las Vegas. This is it's a very interesting country, and I know, having been over there as a journalist as well, you get some pretty remarkable insight from going and talking to those in the shops who are working on the cold face here. What have they been saying to you?
Yeah, it was a fascinating insight, actually, Rachel. And the thing that struck me most was that every single gun shop that we went into, and we went into about a dozen of them, we didn't have to travel very far to get to them, but they were all busy. They all had plenty of customers in there, either buying their weapons or their ammunition. And even though some of them were sort of in the shadow of the Mandalay Bay Hotel where this massacre took place, well, that hasn't stopped these people from wanting to sort of procure more weapons or you know, sort of think twice about what they're doing. The gun shop owners themselves, the few I met were pretty conflicted insofar as they also had friends who were killed or injured in this attack. So they were sort of going through a grieving process and trying to come to terms with what had happened as well. But they also, that was not sort of making them change their mind about the right to the Second Amendment and their right to bear arms. They see these things as two completely different sort of subjects, and one is about a lone gunman and his mental health, and the other is about their right as Americans to be armed.
And so it goes on. Rebecca Wright, One News US correspondent in Las Vegas for us this afternoon. Thank you. It is 4:45. In a moment, Barry Soper with a look at domestic politics.